204 ZEW Mobile.
12 Tango Mobile.
EW Mobile, go ahead.
EW, I think it was. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Name is Rusty, and I'm located over here in Spartanburg. Just running around doing errands this morning.
Going through a dip right now, but it's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I'm just making a run to the post office, but you got quite a signal to be hitting Caesar's Head from Spartanburg.
Not really. Of course, I'm in a bad area over here, so I have to use high power on this radio. But I get in from over here all the time, not a problem. Usually I do it with my handy talkie from the house sometimes. But just out running errands today. Like I said, got to go places. I got to pick up postage while I'm out today, too. So that's something I'm going to be doing also. And I'll just get it when I get to the grocery store and get them to get it for me. That way I don't have to make another stop. So anyway, I'm just out and about and trying to get caught up on the things that I've had to let go for the last week. So time to get her done, as they say.
Well, how's my signal, guys? KN4VWA. I'm over here south of Toccoa, Georgia.
Sounding really good. This is Ben in Simpsonville. So you're hitting Caesar's Head from Toccoa. Using directional or anything?
No, I'm headed south to Commerce, Georgia. And I'm down here, I'm coming up on the Toccoa Elberton Livonia exit.
Hey, Steve, you mean they let you into Georgia and they didn't try to arrest you? Darn, I'm going to have to get my $25 back.
I tell you what, whenever I crossed over the state line, they give me an angle blue black police escort.
And all. So anyway, what are you heading down that way for? I know you're not working, so you can't be going down there to work.
I'm going down here to meet my brother at Commerce and give him a compound cabinetry saw. Shopping at Commerce while I'm there.
The other station, go ahead.
This is Ben in Simpsonville, KO4ZEW. I'm at my location now, so I'll let you guys hash it out. It's good to have somebody to talk to when you're on the road, for sure. So I'll say 73s and KO4ZEW, clear.
This afternoon, buddy. Jump in anytime. And don't let people like me interrupt the conversation. Just jam in there, baby. Well, Rusty, so they've let you out for a little while?
Oh, yeah. When they turned their backs, I slipped out the side door. You know how it is. Got to do that occasionally. And it's that time of the month. The eagle flew, so now I got to go take care of all the things that I didn't have the money to do earlier. So, you know, out and about, taking care of business. And also, got to go get a haircut, and then go get lunch, and then go get groceries, and all kinds of good things like that to do this morning. And then find me a new to me used computer monitor, because I got one that's dying.
Well, I tell you what, might do well at Best Buy. They're just about to go to the way of Circuit City and Toys R Us. According to the financial pages, if they don't have a really, really good holiday season, they'll be gone by March.
Now, who is that? Static got a lot of that.
Best Buy. They'll be gone by March if they don't have a really good Christmas or holiday season this year.
When I've been over in their area, there's not very much traffic around their stores anymore, and particularly the one over here in Spartanburg. I may ride over there and see if they've got a good deal on one that's new, and instead of buying a used one. Because I've got an Acer that I've had for, gosh, I don't know how long I've had this thing. But it's been around a while, and it's getting where it doesn't want to come up in the mornings like it's supposed to. And I run three monitors, and two of them them come up with no problem. This one, and some fool pulls over in front of me and throws his turn signal on it and pulls in front of me with one car length. Jeez. And then goes back in the other lane. Anyway, so it's dying and I need to replace it, you know, put it out of its misery.
Tell you what, Russ, what size do you want? 24-inch, 3-speed?
Power, bump it up, because you're starting to get real scratchy.
To go out of range, listen, check out the TVs that will act as monitors. I bought one the other day, a 24-inch TV for $10.
Monitors is actually a Vizio TV, a 32-inch one. So, anyway, I'll look into that. I got to do some errand running tomorrow, and I'll go look at that. So, anyway, Steve, we'll take it easy. Be careful down there on the road, and don't get lost in Commerce. They have some really tough laws down there. Talk to you later. Anyway, W2T clear.
Mobile.
Tennis yesterday, W2T, stationary for a minute or two.
You, from the big city of, well, it's 85 at the Carnesville
exit. Yeah, I got Rusty and Steve in there. Well, I got to play some tennis, Rusty, and I just finished this morning, so I played twice yesterday, and then I'll play again this evening at 6 o'clock if it doesn't rain. So I'll get plenty of tennis in. And, Steve, sounds like you're just about there. Y'all going to Commerce, aren't you?
Yep. And I'm up and down on these little hills in and out of here, so I might signal will be in and out. So I just wanted to say, hey, and how'd your game go?
Said we want some. Let's see.
Copy, Dave.
To, I don't know what happened to Rusty. He may have gotten a phone call or something.
Yeah, I'm coming up on the Carnesville exit. We're about 19 miles north of Commerce.
Many times we have some relatives that live in Carrollton and Douglasville and Villarica. It's about 45 minutes west of Atlanta on 20. Kind of going down in a hole, so I was waiting to come out. We used to take, when I was a kid, my grandmother would take me and my sister, we'd go down there in a Greyhound bus, and we'd switch buses in Atlanta, and then we'd go on out to Villarica, stay a whole week.
Okay,
KN4VWA, KB4CBA mobile.